Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it.
Hello, my golf friends, and welcome back to Above Par. Super happy you're here. Playing lots of golf? Are you playing lots of golf? This was a question I asked in my academy. I asked, and Beth, who's a member of the academy, the Above Par Academy, answered this and said, yes, I'm playing too much golf, which then prompted the question, what is too much golf? How do we know when we play too much golf? So before we get really into the season, the official golf season, that's what I want to talk about today, is when do you know you've played too much golf? So in Beth's situation, she has a back that has a lot of ailments in it. She knows that if she plays lots of golf, her back is going to be in pain. She's going to suffer and be uncomfortable, physically uncomfortable. And so there is physical discomfort that might be a sign that you're actually playing, quote unquote, too much golf. But when I asked people to define it, to define how much is too much, I got all kinds of answers. I got the answer that there's never too much. It doesn't matter how my round went or how I played. I can't wait to get out there the next day. There's no such thing as too much golf. So is that you? I want you to ask yourself this question. Then there were other people who were like, well, yeah, it kind of depends. It depends on what's going on. It depends on the situation. So then I went through and sorted out the different ways that we can tell if we're playing too much golf. And hopefully this will help you and give you some indications and some red flags when you know that you've played too much golf. So in best case, she for sure was having some physical discomfort in her back. She anticipated that. She knows that because she has some back issues that will pop up. They pop up every day she plays golf. So when she plays a lot of rounds back to back, her back aches. That's a sign or a red flag that she's been playing too much golf. So that's a physical pain or an ailment that you know, that where you've had a surgery or you have a weakness or you got something up with your shoulder, your knee, or your hip, or your back, and it pops up when you play a lot of golf. The other kind of physical discomfort is something that you weren't aware of, and now suddenly your knee does hurt, or your back hurts, or your hip is bothering you, or your elbow or your shoulder is bothering you. I want you to be cautious about those, because most likely you're doing something a little wonky in your swing that is going to aggravate that, and if you keep playing golf, you're going to run into problems. Something is going to break down. So that for sure, for you, would be a red flag that maybe there is too much golf, but also that I might need to look at my swing from a biomechanical standpoint to make sure that I'm not going to create an injury unnecessarily. That's where I'd go get a lesson, or I'd go to somebody who's TPI certified and can help you with the physical components of your game and your fitness level, and maybe some areas that need strengthening or stretching. Because the next thing you know, you get sidelined with an injury and having to go through some recoveries in the middle of the season. That's not any fun at all. So that would be a sign that perhaps you're playing too much golf relative to what you're doing in your swing and what your body can do, what you're asking your body to do. And your body's going to yell at you when you're playing too much golf, quote unquote. Another way that you know you're playing too much golf is when you lose interest, when you just don't want to go out there anymore. It's just no fun, or you're not enjoying it, or you're past your quota. Right, you might have other interests are not getting your attention, or family or friends that you want to spend time with. And you can feel yourself being torn from where you spend time. You just lost interest in the game and you want to go do other things. That's too much golf for you. It could also be that you are mentally exhausted because you have lots of responsibilities. Maybe you're a chairperson of a tournament, or you're in charge of the golf committee, a golf tournament committee, and it has lots of responsibilities, and it's taxing and it's tiring, and you're also playing and you need a break. You just need a break because those responsibilities are taking away your ability to focus on your golf game, and you're tired. It just feels like too much. It could be that you're playing lots of tournaments in a row, which require a lot of focus and concentration and attention, and you haven't given yourself a break in there, maybe to play some casual rounds of golf or to take a couple days off. Your mind's telling you, I'm just like tired. I'm exhausted. This just feels like too much. And it could be too that you're working too hard mentally on the golf course, which is one that I'm going to focus a little bit more time on, which is one of the bigger reasons on why people feel like they're playing too much golf. So if you are playing a lot of golf, like think about the golf between just a casual round of golf and going out there and playing with some friends and goof it off and doing your thing. We usually have a higher threshold for how many rounds of golf we can do that because you're just, it's casual. Maybe you're not putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Maybe you're out there having fun. Little nine and dine, go out there and play nine holes and go in and have a cocktail, right? Not too much golf. It's more recreational at that point. But if you're grinding and you're trying to score or you're playing in tournaments or you're playing even in club events, Men's Day, Ladies' Day, whatever it is for you, and you're mentally exhausted, you mentally need a break from golf, it could be that you're working too hard. You're mentally working too hard while you're out there playing golf. And that can happen from a number of different reasons. One, it could be that your mind is switching between lots of swing thoughts. So in other words, you're chasing squirrels is what I call it, right? You're like, on this swing, I'm going to try this. And on the next swing, if that doesn't work, I'm going to try this. And then I'm going to go over and try this. And you keep going through your Rolodex of different swing thoughts that you have until you find something that clicks. Are you constantly scanning for different ways to fix your swing when you're out there playing golf? That's mentally exhausting. Right? You feel very overwhelmed and confused. It's tiring, mentally tiring. It could be that you have a lot of volatile emotions. Right? So the more your emotions are going up and down, the more you're getting super angry or you're getting super bummed out or you're experiencing a lot of shame and you're having to keep regulating your emotions when you're out there playing golf, trying to get yourself back to being calm, certain, and confident because your spikes are very high off of that center line, take a lot of work. It's mentally exhausting. Takes a lot of thought. Takes a lot of management. You're tired. Too much golf. You need a break. It could be that you're thinking about or worrying about things that just don't matter. This is where we give away our poker chips, our mental poker chips. Right? We're worrying about where the heck the beverage cart girl is or why they lose my head cover or, you know, Betty and Bobby are arguing again and you're wrapped up in club drama. Or you're worrying about what other people are thinking, or you're complaining about the golf course. You're spending a lot of your mental energy on things that don't matter and don't affect your golf game, the things that you can't control, and you're arguing with reality too often. You're going to be mentally exhausted, and you're going to run out of mental poker chips before you finish the round. Then you don't finish so well, and golf isn't so fun. And then you're like, I think I'm playing too much. Turns into this whole event. Which in another way of saying it is you lack mental constraint on where you spend your energy, where you are intentionally thinking. This sometimes is just a habit that you need to break, right? But it can be exhausting. And it could be too that just your results in general mean too much to you. Right? So there's so much pressure about trying to keep it together, not fall apart, not emotionally fall apart, not physically with your game fall apart. Not let your brain go off in different areas. You're trying to hold it together so hard so that you can get through the round with a decent score because the results mean so much to you. It takes a lot of effort. It's mentally exhausting. We just don't want to do that all the time. When we make the game too hard in our head when we say it's hard, when we say the mental component is hard, managing our brain is hard, or dealing with emotions is hard, or just golf in general, is hard, when we say that to ourselves, our brain doesn't want to do that. Our brain doesn't want to do hard things. So it's going to fatigue quickly. It's going to put up a fight. It's going to make things actually harder. So if you're going out and you're playing golf and you find that at the end of the round, the 15, 16, 17, 18, you really just are mental toast at that point. And you're saying to yourself, I think I'm just playing too much golf. I really want you to come back to this podcast and listen to it again. And it might be that you do need a break, and that could be the best thing for yourself physically and mentally. But going into it the next time, I want to encourage you to prevent a lot of this mental exhaustion, especially in this last part that I talked about, where maybe you are thinking too much. Maybe you lack mental constraint. You're worrying about things that don't matter. You're putting a lot of emphasis on your results. You're giving your poker chips away to things that you have no control over. And then you're mental toast at the end of the round. And it's exhausting. Like if you find yourself where you're in a hurry to get off of the golf course or end the round, chances are you're creating a lot of mental exhaustion for yourself. You're making your results mean too much. Your emotions are maybe too volatile and you need a break. You're saying, well, it's too much golf. Because chances are that's not happening for you in your casual rounds of golf. When you're out there playing with your friends. When you're doing just a little nine and dine. All right, so I want you to ask yourself the question. When do you know? When do you personally know that you've been playing too much golf and why? Is it physical? Because if it's physical and you know you can anticipate it, like your back is going to hurt because you have had back surgery, that's one thing. And it's physical because injuries and pain is starting to come up. I want you to look at that. Don't let that go. There's something, your body is telling you something. So take a look at that. But if it's mental exhaustion, if you just need a mental break, right, maybe you're spending too much mental energy on the golf course. I encourage you to make it simpler, make it easier for your brain. Conserve your mental energy, have mental constraint, manage your emotions from going up and down so that you can play more golf, so you can enjoy the game more. Actually, you're going to perform better, because if you perform better too, you likely want to keep playing. All right, my friends, how much golf is too much? Right, see if you can answer that question. And if you need help with that, that's what we talk about in the Above Par Academy. I'd love to have you as a member. I'd love to have you on a live call. So now is the time to get in, and you can go to abovepar.club. I'd love to see you there. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.